you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey, everybody. This is the weekend edition of the LA Report. I'm John Horn. I cover the entertainment industry for KPCC and LAist.com. We had terrible news on Thursday about the death of Galena Hutchins, a talented filmmaker, on the set of a movie western filming in Santa Fe. The director of the film, Joel Souza, also was injured. The report of her death was followed a few hours later that evening by the shocking announcement that actor Alec Baldwin had fired the prop gun that killed the cinematographer. There are still a lot of unanswered questions about what went wrong and who is responsible. I talk with Nick Roman, your weekday afternoon host of LA Report, about what we know and don't know so far.
We learned late last night that Alec Baldwin fired the prop gun that killed cinematographer Galena Hutchins and wounded director Joel Souza. Baldwin is the star and a producer of the movie Rust. It's an 18th century time period Western. There are many questions about what went so wrong on the set. Happens at a time when below-the-line workers in Hollywood, like Hutchins, were preparing to vote on a new contract over workplace issues in particular, including safety on the set. John Horn covers arts and entertainment and the business of both for KPCC and LAist. He joins us now in studio. And John, this is obviously a terrible story, but what's the latest information? What are you hearing?
Well, there are multiple reports now that even before this fatal shooting, there were problems on the set. The LA Times is reporting that hours before Hutchins was killed, union crew members had walked off the set, citing serious safety concerns amid other issues, and those include specific issues with gun safety. So there are significant questions for authorities to investigate there, and some of that might be related to what happened on the set days before the fatal accident rather than in the moment itself. And we're just now hearing that a search warrant filed in court says Baldwin was handed a loaded gun by an assistant director who didn't know it was loaded. And I should add, it seems unusual that an assistant director and not an armorer or a prop person who specializes in guns and weapons would be in possession of the weapon, because it's a film set in the 1800s, and you're handling weapons, and you want to make sure that that weapon is in possession of somebody who knows what's in it and what's not. The question is, like, is it a period weapon? Did that create different safety issues? And I should add that Baldwin put out a statement on Twitter expressing shock and sadness about what he called a tragic accident. He also said he is fully cooperating with the police.
And, John, what do we know about this production?
Well, they were shooting at a place called Bonanza Creek Ranch, which is outside of Santa Fe in northern New Mexico. It's a very popular location for Westerns. Several thousand acres on this private ranch. I've been there on the set of a movie by Ed Harris called Appaloosa, Lonesome Dove shot there, 310 to Yuma, Silverado. And it's, you know, a very famous location. And even though Alec Baldwin is a big name, this was not a big budget production. So it may have cost well under $10 million. And that doesn't mean that low budget films are inherently more dangerous, but the crews are smaller, the deadlines might be tighter, and sometimes people aren't as experienced on a low budget film as they might be on a big film. And this is kind of horribly ironic, but the plot of the movie is about a young boy who is sentenced to hang for the accidental killing of somebody else. The movie is produced by Rust Movie Productions, and they issued this statement saying, quote, "The safety of our cast and crew is the top priority of Rust Productions and everyone associated with the company. Though we were not made aware of any official complaints concerning weapon or prop safety on set, we will be conducting an internal review of our procedures while production is shut down. We will continue to cooperate with the Santa Fe authorities in their investigation and offer mental health services to the cast and crew during this tragic time."
John, tell us about the woman who was killed, Galena Hutchins, and tell us about her work.
Well, first of all, if you know anything about Hollywood history, and even current history, there are very few female cinematographers. So anyone working at this level is very talented. because you probably have to be better than your male peers because they're going to get the benefit of the doubt and women aren't. She had been the director of photography in a couple of independent films. She was only 42. She had a bright future ahead of her. She was a recent graduate, 2015, of the AFI Film School here in Los Angeles. And just a couple of years ago, she was named by American Cinematographer magazine as one of its rising stars.
John, I want to talk to some of these union issues because the union, IATSE, that represents cinematographers like Hutchins and other workers, they just negotiated a new contract that still has to be ratified by the members. And one of the main issues was safety. So what might an incident like this mean for that contract?
This is not the kind of accident that happens because of contract language, unless, you know, people who are working with the guns or close to the guns were working long hours and were tired and lost focus. But again, what IATSE has been trying to fight for is to make sure that employees on movie sets below the line, this is editors, cinematographers, costume designers, hair and makeup people, prop people who are responsible for things like guns, get a protection in terms of overtime, in terms of work hours, that they're not having to drive, you know, far to and from a set. One of the issues that has been raised in this case is that the crew was having to drive in 50 miles to set. So I think part of the things that the contract covers would be part of this story, but it does show how important workplace safety is, even if this is an accident that never should happen on any set, regardless of the contract.
And John, if I can just get one more question, because there's been a lot of talk about two other incidents that happened some years ago where actors were killed. I'm wondering if SAG-AFTRA gets into this as well.
Well, I think it could be the case. I mean, the victim here was not a member of SAG-AFTRA. She was a member of IATSE. And the cases you're referring to is an actor who accidentally shot himself in 84. John Eric Hexum thought it was an empty gun. It was a blank. Then the wadding killed him. And in 1993, Brandon Lee, the son of martial arts legend Bruce Lee, was killed when a gun that was supposed to have blanks instead had a live round in the gun. So, yes, I mean, I think this is not an IATSE issue. It's not a production issue. This is a Hollywood issue. Brandon Lee's sister had this to say on social media today. No one should ever be killed by a gun on a film set. And that's 100% true. And how this happened is almost beyond understanding.
Thanks so much, John.
Thank you. Keep in mind that this has been a fast-moving story. We'll be back with new details as they become available. You can find our latest reporting on our website, laist.com. That's laist.com. Thanks for listening to this weekend edition of the LA Report. Suzanne Whatley and Nick Roman are back on Monday with the AM and PM weekday editions. Until then, be safe and have a great weekend. I'm John Horn.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.